There we go.
Okay, got
All
it.
right. So I see Jacob and I see Erm here. So I'm gonna go, it's recording. And if you want to just do the script, you're ready to go.
Okay, I'm calling to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 4 o'clock on the 10 of October, 2024. Commissioners present are Kirsten Hoffman, Helen Pillsbury, and Sharon Cayley. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberation of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Don't be too jealous.
Okay, so let us begin with application number 24-1176AB 358 Chestnut Hill Avenue. This is a design review. Gentlemen, if you'd like to begin.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So,
Good
Jacob, were you
afternoon.
gonna introduce the project or do I take it from here?
I can do a quick introduction. Thanks, Erm.
All
My
right.
name's Jacob Simmons with City Realty Group, Erm and Moore from Embark Design as well. This is a project that's been before this group before, a handful of times, one for an advisory review during the BPDA small project review process, and then again a few months ago for design review. Property is at 358 Chestnut Hill Ave. It's or I don't know if you have the plans you want to pull up just as we go along, but
Yeah, it's not allowing me to share.
I'll make you a co-host right now. Go for it.
that popping up? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, and anyway, the property is 358 Chestnut Hill Ave. It's an existing two or rather three-story office building. We have a proposal, it's BPDA approved, to construct a new residential building on the site. I can turn it over to you in just a second, but we've made a number of changes based on feedback at the last meeting. But this has been a lengthy process with the community. So I think most folks here are familiar with the project, if not with this very latest iteration.
Excuse me, Nick. I'm sorry to interrupt,
Yep.
but I just have the word Zoom on my screen. Am I doing something wrong?
I see the presentation. You don't see that?
No, I
Sharon, do you see
lost
it?
one of them. I
Yeah, I
can see
do.
it.
I do.
Yeah, Terry.
It might be one of your Zoom screen is just in front and blocking the presentation, maybe.
Well, there was a big sunspot on the sun yesterday, which could be playing havoc with everybody's telecommunications.
Maybe I should just log out and try to come back in. And
Yeah, did you see the presentation when I had it up?
I did, like when the sharing at the share what the point of starting to share the screen is when I
Okay.
lost.
I
Why
see.
don't you log back out and log back in, and
Okay.
we can't discuss anything until you get back because there won't be a
Yeah.
quorum. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
So sorry guys, we just have to wait here just a second for Helen to come back.
Let me
Yeah.
just close out and see if I can.
No, no
Again.
problem.
No problem at all.
Okay. Oh,
In the
you
meantime,
know something?
are you guys able to hear me
We
very
can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you
Yeah.
perfectly. All right.
How you doing, Helen? Is there anything I can help with?
You know, see, I do wonder if it's just the wrong screen because I closed that screen, but I'm still logged in.
Are you on a
So
Mac or a
maybe I
PC?
just jumped around.
Are you on a Mac or a PC, Helen?
I am on a Mac.
You should be able to.
You're viewing Emily Moliere's screen, yep. But like I'm not actually seeing anything. I'm just seeing a green band.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Let me stop sharing and share again.
Right, well, now I see
you now.
Yes. Like now I can see the, like now Sharon's on my screen.
Okay.
So my screen is, there go.
Let me share again.
How's that? How, can you see that?
It says Emily. Okay, now yes, down there. Thank you okay. So much.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the name is difficult. You guys can just call me Erm. E-R-M. It's a lot easier. So, all right. My name is Erm. I'm with Embark. We're the architect for the project. Nice to see you guys again. So I know everybody's pretty much familiar with this site. We still have an overall site plan to show where we're located. So, Ellen, are you able to see everything?
Yes, I'm all good now. Thank you so much.
You're all good. All right, no problem. So here we have the two site surveys side by side. On the left, you have the existing that shows kind of like the current site circulation. You enter the parking lot from Chestnut Hill. It's a one-way, and then you exit on the left there. You can see the arrow that kind of shows you. And then on the right, we have the proposed site. The new building is supposed to occupy the exact same footprint as the existing building. We improved on the parking lot. Prior, it was mostly asphalt. Now we introduced some greenery towards the back of the site and some permeable pavers where to the right, upper right. And up front, actually, before I get to the overall view of the building. So in this slide, right off the bat, I'm giving an overall view of the building. And then as I progress through the presentation, I'll have, breakdown in terms of what we're doing, and we'll have views that compares it to the design that you guys saw last time, so that way you guys can have a side-by-side comparison in terms of what we changed. This is overall landscape plan that kind of talks about, again, the permeable paver, some of the trees and planting that we're using, which things that will grow in the area. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. And this is zoomed in to up front to show that we are introducing, right now there is no trees or anything on the site, so we're introducing a street tree up front. We are stepping back a little bit to kind of like give some, a little bit more pedestrian room up front in the bit. This basic ground floor plan, lobby on the left, entry on the left, and then a retail access on the right. And last time we talked, we had talked about stepping that last floor back, so all the way across, which this plan is just overall overview of our setbacks, which is 6'6" up front. Now we can get into the side-by-side comparison. On the left, you're seeing the previous design that we presented back in August. The design was asymmetrical, and the board had voted for something more symmetrical that relates back to things that are happening in the context. So on the left, we had a block B on the right, and then the more modern piece that dropped all the way down to the ground on the left, and that also signified the entry for the residential. Now with the symmetrical design, we're repeating some of the bay pattern that's happening with our neighboring building. We're keeping some of the same proportions, and then we're establishing this clear ABA type symmetrical approach. And then above, we're keeping the top floor setback all the way across. We also changed the brick color a little bit. As I progress through the project, we'll see what we're proposing. We weren't too in love with the tan brick that existed in the site, so we're trying to find a medium ground where it still relates to everything that's in the context. And this is some of the close-up views. You can start to pick up some of the details. Some of the window proportions are directly relating to a more vertical window, similarly to what's happening within the context, introducing some brick corbelling at the edges and bringing detail and texture to the overall facade. So it's not just a flat brick facade. Now, when we look at the overall elevation, one thing that a lot of the buildings around the area are doing is a tripartite design approach where you have a clear base, a middle, and then a top. So with our design, not only we're paying attention to the color palette, but we're also trying to reintroduce a lot of those without copying it, but a more modern take on the clear breakdown of how the building is divided. We still have our entry on the left for the residential and then a retail entry on the right. And then we try to line up, you know, a lot of our windows all the way up and keeping everything symmetrical and clean. This is a more zoomed out elevation to shows how we directly relate to the building next door, trying to keep some of those datum line across and stepping back the sixth floor all the way across too. Now, this is a view of the building from the southwest looking at the building. And this next slide, you start to show like quick diagram as how we're carrying the cornice line, how we're breaking the first three, the middle three floors and grouping them. One thing that a lot of the buildings in the area start to do is like they start to group some of the windows vertically. So I'm diagramming over the context to show how we're relating. So we're doing the bays, we're doing the grouping, we're doing the datum lines, and we're carrying everything across and we're keeping the symmetry. Now this is a more zoomed in view that kind of shows some of the materials that we're thinking about. For the brick, we're thinking about two options here. We're either taking a Belden voice down mat or we're taking a Glengarry brick called Badlands Smooth. They're both within the same palette, just like more, one is a little bit smoother than the other. And then for the more modern piece, we're looking at the Petrarch, which is a stone material panel. It's an architectural stone panel, which we will arrange with Nick Armada to get those materials over to you guys. We had ordered the samples, didn't make it in yet, but we can get those over to you guys so you can see the feel, the texture, and the actual colors in real life. And then for today, this is what we have for you guys today. Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the complete presentation?
Yeah, that is a complete presentation. We do have some additional stuff in the appendix in case there's additional questions that mm-hmm. we do have all that information in the appendix.
All right. I assume it might be appropriate now to open up the discussion to comments from the commissioners.
Thank you, Sharon, if I might make a few comments.
Yes, please
do. Actually, a few comments and questions, but first, actually, I would like to thank the architect and the design team, because I think you've done a tremendous job of responding to the standards and criteria, the guidelines of the Aberdeen Commission. And I think these changes really make the building, you know, comport more with the style and type of building that exists in the district, but in a modern version of that. And I love what you've done with the brickwork. This, some of this was had been added in a previous version, but just pulling it all together, the spandrels. I love the vertical edges that kind of reflect the coins of the next door building, the lighter colored coins of the 370. And also to me, it's kind of reflect the dentils of that building. So I just think that these brick details, also the I think what's added recently is kind of like recessing some brickwork around the windows. And it gives the building detail, but it's very crisp, it's very tailored. It's like a modern look, but still the same ideas as some of the details that we have in the guidelines call for, because they're characteristic of the neighborhood. And actually one thing that if I'm understanding this correctly, that top floor that's brick, which would be the fifth floor, it looks like that's just slightly projected so that it kind of breaks up the flat elevation of the front of the building. Am I reading that correctly?
Let me go to a different view that might help. It's actually not projected. We were just breaking up the.
So is there a band that's like a darker color band?
Yeah,
there?
We're using like a C channel that creates a bit of a reveal. So it kind of gives it the.
Right, which is, you know, a lot of the buildings have like a water table at that level, so it's sort of that kind of element, but in a more
more modern approach.
I really think that these have really brought the building into conformance with our standards and criteria. I think the color, we probably haven't decided on, you talked about having the samples, so we'll look at samples probably more specifically, really get the final color. But I think that this warmer color palette fits more nicely with a larger building on the right. The previous color was kind of a harsh goldish yellow that almost clashed with that. I think that we need to look at the building on the right, because I think those one-story commercial buildings, I mean, they may be here for a long time or they may not. Like, we may see something else happening on this block with the one-story buildings. I think the 370 Chestnut Hill Avenue is what we need to be really concerned with, and that's the building with the detail. And I think that this building, can sit happily with that next building with these changes we've made. I do like changing to the stone material on the top. Again, we can talk about the exact color, but I think that is a good material to give the warmth and the kind of work with the brick and yet be a contrast from the brick, which is what we have in the neighboring building and in most of the buildings that, either the base or the top, some the corner somewhere along has the different material, often a lighter material from a darker brick. So I think that works well. But I guess where my questions are, because the top floor is the most different and the most modern, I guess my questions, and I would like to ask kind of the architect about their team's thinking, and then ask the other commissioners their thoughts. Those windows seem to be just large single panes, and just so going to the guidelines, which is what I always try to go by. The scale, location, and type of fenestration on new construction should be related to the buildings of similar scale and type that surround it. So those top windows with just a large blank view seem a little out of step with the other buildings in this building and in neighboring buildings. The under recommended, it's the only other guideline that I can look that I can find is just windows that have a strong vertical proportion, which they do. So we don't have a lot of detail about that. I'd like to hear the architect's thinking. I'd like to hear the other commissioners thinking about that. The other questions that I have are whether what the materials of the door are. We really have the doorways. We really haven't seen them up close, and I'd be interested in that. And then my third question on a different area is, if there's a little bit of recessed in front of the retail, is there room for any kind of planter? I know you have the tree that you're putting on the street tree, which is good, but is there room for any kind of a planter boxes or planter barrels, or I'm not sure I'm saying the right word, in front of the, either in front of the residential building or the retail buildings? Thank you.
So to address your last question first, is we do have a little bit of recess for the retail, But we figured in terms of traffic going through the site that we have some planters, but they're just more like potted plants that
okay.
and not so
okay,
much
that,
like, yeah.
Because no, that's what I was asking about.
I see.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, we do have some potted plants on either
Thank
side
you.
of the entry door. And in terms of the windows, the modern windows at the top. So one thing we were doing, we were keeping in with the proportion of what's acceptable for the site, but we still wanted to pay homage to, like, this is still a modern building. And so we figured there's the brick portion has a lot of the details, a lot of the refinements, and then the modern piece could be a juxtaposition where it's like takes a step back where it's not trying to compete with the all the details, and we kept it clean, simple, but still keeping the window proportion overall height and width the same all throughout, which we thought we may be wrong, but we thought it would relate more to that modern piece that's above and pushed back.
I can see that point of view. I'd be interested in what the other commissioners think.
Well, let me join in here because I had another thought. In addition to the windows on the sixth floor, can you show me the screen that shows the bump outs on the side of the building along the driveway?
Yes. One of those views or the one from the aerial view? I can get you the aerial view also.
Actually, the one on the left is best.
Yeah.
Does those windows seem to repeat the same design as the sixth floor windows?
Yeah, yes. So
okay.
Basically everything that's in that modern volume is in keeping with the same language.
Okay, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think as long as it's consistent and you don't have too many busy elements, this is developed nicely. I also have to echo Helen's comments about the edging along the bump outs. It seems to be, sorry, my notes are all over the place. The corbelling at the edges.
Yeah.
I think that was a very tasteful addition, and it also seems to repeat, but in a modern style, the buildings on the other side of the driveway. So it's a tasteful integration. I do have one question though about the materials. Now I understand the brick is standard brick and it will conform to the durability, but the architectural stone, Petra, can you tell me how durable that is? How long has it been on the market?
That I would have to get back to you in terms of how long it's been in the market, but from what the vendors are telling us, it's been used in a lot of projects and it's very durable. It's stone, but it's a composite stone meant to, so it's not going to chip away or fall apart and resistant to dents and impacts. But it does have it looks like a stone texture. It's rough.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave my questions at that. Kirsten, I think you had comments you wanted to include.
No, I think I agree with all of that. So nothing in addition.
Sharon, can I just go back?
Yes.
Can I just go back to the windows for a minute? Do these windows open, any of them, or are they windows that everything like is climate controlled inside and the windows do not open?
Well, right now they're just casement windows that opens out.
Okay.
Oh.
But what about the windows that are single panes? Would they open or they would not?
They would, but not all
of
them. The narrow and taller ones would open. The wide ones would be picture windows. So, and then these are usually in most of the living rooms, if you're looking at the top floor here, like the small one opens, the big one would be a picture window.
So it opens out like sideways, kind of like a door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And could we go back to I had asked about the main doorways on for the retail and the residential. Can you tell us a little more on the materials of that and like zero in on that a little bit more specifically?
At the main doorways. So the main doorways would just be a storefront type material. We were keeping them under darker metal. Mm-hmm. And for the retail side, we are reintroducing the pet truck that's happening above around the retail opening. So right, it's not right. too much brick, and it also kind of right. gives okay. the retail a little bit of an
right. Okay.
defines that and makes it separate yeah. from the yeah. residential. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the residential. Now we're keeping that same storefront dark metal approach. And then we're also introducing a water table, which would be a similar material to the bending that's happening, which is like that metal C channel.
Yes. Okay. To kind of define that the resident, one of the guidelines in the Aberdeen standards and criteria is like having well defined entry, and yeah. that will help.
Also, yeah, differentiate between
point up where the entrance to that versus the retail, where the entrance to the residential segment is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one thing you may not you're not seeing quite well in the elevation, but you can kind of perceive it and the render. The retail is also inset. I mean, the residential entry is reset a little bit. It's not flush with the brick.
Yes, that's nice.
So it gives
and
you
also
a little bit
of recessed protection. Brick work around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, this looks very good. Are there any more comments from commissioners? Then it's time to open it up to the public and members of the public have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So, is there any public comment?
All right, let's see. I am not seeing any public comment at this time. Let me just double check and make sure I have not received any written letters of correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a peek here and double check that. Okay. Not see. Let me just double check and see. Okay. I'm not seeing any public comment, Sharon, so we can close public comment for this application.
Okay. In that case, then, commissioners, can we move to, are we ready to take a vote?
We need to make a, we don't need to make a motion?
I'm sorry. Would anyone like to make a motion to accept it or accept with provisos or?
Could I just make one suggestion? Whatever you yes. decide to do is that if you're approving the project, I'll just recommend that any approval come contingent with the receiving construction documents at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely right.
Sharon, I'll make a
oh, good.
Proposal that the project be approved as presented with two provisos. One, that the staff and commission, or at least a subset of the commission, review both the brick material and the stone material to decide on final, it will be something in the range that has been presented, but to really decide on the mm-hmm. final color and texture, because there were some, two different textures there. So proviso on reviewing material and proviso on staff receiving construction drawings.
Do we, in terms of reviewing the materials, do we want to just do a quick subcommittee of like two of you or one of you? I think that would probably be the best option once we receive the materials.
Yeah, I think that would be the best and most efficient way to address it.
Okay. Are you volunteering yourself, Sharon? You and Helen?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Unless Kirsten or Helen would like to jump in.
I guess we have not such a large Yeah. Ed's not going to say whether he would want to do it or not. I feel like we have not such a large commission that can we nail that down later of exactly who was involved in the review?
We do have to have it on record for who's going to be part of the subcommittee. Yeah.
We do or do not.
You do.
Okay.
And so we don't know whether Ed would want to do that. So we can't really. So then
well,
do we
he's
say
not Sharon, here, so it wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be one of you, two of you. It sounds like Helen really wants to kind of get her hands on these materials. Oh, so,
but I would like not to be the only one. So I would or Kirsten
okay,
is willing
Helen,
to do that. Very pleased.
Do we know? I guess we don't know when it would be. So
I can send out a poll.
Okay.
Yep.
So are you volunteering, Kirsten?
I'll volunteer, except that I will be gone quite a bit of October. So.
Yeah. So maybe it's best that Sharon and Helen do it then.
Okay. Yep. Reality bites, but okay. Okay. In that case, then I'd like to second Helen's motion with the provisos and referring this to a subcommittee of Pillsbury and Cayley. So I will now take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the application is approved with the provisos as noted. So
awesome.
Again, thank you, gentlemen, very much for your patience with this. I think it's going to be a very, very good project.
Right. Yes, thank you. Yep.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all your time.
Yeah, thanks, Herman. Thanks, Jacob. We appreciate all your hard work. We appreciate your patience, too. So,
thank you.
All right, guys.
Okay. We will now go on to administrative review.
All right. Let me pop on the screen here so everyone can see.
Okay. I will read off the numbers and the work to be done. There are three. Application number 250202, that's 66 Englewood Avenue, rebuild rear porch stair in kind, same style and materials. Application 250213, 21 Sutherland Road, repoint right facade to match existing mortar. Application 250300, 94 Corey Road, caulk all windows to match in kind with existing. Repoint defective areas below window sills, mortar to match in kind. Any commissioner's comments?
Everything comports, Nick.
I'm sorry, what was that, Helen?
That everything comports to guidelines, no issues
yes.
with anything. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
And I don't have any questions on any.
Yep. And just so you know, 94 Corey Road, they were having some water infiltration issues, so they're already working on this project. I did issue an urgent permit for that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. In that case, then, commissioners, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, who did the motion?
We need to do a motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead.
That's
I'd like
okay.
to make a motion that we accept the administrative review as presented. Second?
I'll second it.
Good.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried.
Meeting minutes.
And on to August meeting minutes of August 8 and September 12. I've read them both. I think they're consistent with what we discussed. I'd like to make a motion that they be accepted.
One second, Sharon.
Oh, sorry.
I just want to make a notation to you.
Yep. Yeah.
That the minutes themselves are fine, and what's inside the document is Aberdeen minutes. But the title, the file name of one of them is BHAC, and I think that's probably BAACD.
Oh, good catch, Helen.
I will make that adjustment. Thank you for that, for letting me know. AACD. Okay, I got it. I can make that adjustment. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. And
was there a second?
Second.
Made the motion, Nick.
Oh, whoopsie.
Yeah.
So the motion is made and seconded by whom?
I think Kirsten seconded.
Okay.
Okay, good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On to staff updates.
All right.
Take it away, Nick.
Yeah, so just two quick items here just worth noting. One, I just wanted to, put out into the ether there that we wanted to thank Allison Frazee for her years of advocacy work here in the city of Boston. Allison Frazee is stepping down from the Boston Preservation Alliance, and she'll be moving to Portland, Maine to continue her historic preservation advocacy there. So while it's Boston's loss, it's Portland's gain. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there to thank her for all of her advocacy work. Second, I just wanted to, I don't know if I told you this last time, but we have a new director of historic preservation, Kathy Cotteritis. For those of you that know Kathy, she is currently working for the Historic Boston, which does amazing work throughout the city of Boston. All of us here in the Office of Historic Preservation are super excited to welcome her as our director and leader. And she will be starting on December 1st. And she has decades of both historic preservation experience as well as community advocacy. And she is she's lived in Boston for a long time, which is a big thing. We're so excited to have her. We're really looking forward to a new era of leadership, and it's gonna be great. So so those are my updates.
All right. Well, if there are no more comments, then I guess I can accept a motion that we call the meeting concluded.
Adjourned. I'll make a motion.
Adjourned. That was the word. I'm sorry. It was, it was a little brain blanket here.
That's all right. All right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. And the second?
I'll second it.
All right. Okay. Motion. The hearing has been adjourned. This was a nice quick one. I'm so appreciative of all the work that you do for us. So thanks everybody. And we'll see you next month, or I'll send out a note for the subcommittee very shortly. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Sharon, thank you for doing a great job. Sharon's been doing a great job as the chair.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence.
She does do a great job.
I'm most concerned not to embarrass everybody around me who might be compromised by how I did things. So it's nice to hear.
Well, you're doing great. So we appreciate all of your hard work. So
yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone. All right, friends.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.